Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Wow, what a night.
Yeah. The energies, they are ramping up.
I love it.
I do, too. I can feel us getting ready to be vaulted right through this portal that's coming up. I'm telling you, it's like I'm in the middle of a big slingshot. They pulled it all the way back, and I'm just waiting for them to let go.
Well, tomorrow's
hopefully
a big
I don't
day.
Hit the post. What?
You know, tomorrow's a big day, eh?
Tomorrow is a big day.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Tomorrow, the end of the Mayan calendar. Tomorrow, Nibiru comes closest to the planet. So all of you, if you're, you know, kind of feeling really jazzed and excited about the future, this is why. And
and energized like mad.
Oh, my Lord. It is unbelievable. I haven't felt this grounded and this fabulous for a long time. I mean, a long time. And it feels wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, I feel pretty powerful, too. I feel really kind of excited, actually.
Oh, absolutely. There is an air of excitement in the air, There is excitement in the air. There is no question about it. It is, wow. And, you know, before we get into tonight's subject, I'm sure you've noticed this with your people as well. I am seeing with so many people, you know, what they're here to do or glimpses of it and seeing them all of a sudden just making these spiraling changes. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. Everybody is moving up, moving up, moving up, which is, you know, it's just. It's incredible.
I know a lot of people are also just moving out of a way of being, and there's some confusion in that, and it's like holding the light that they can get through that and move up, you know. There's a lot of that, too, for me, anyway, for my clients.
Well, explain what you just said.
Okay, so there's a, it's like the endings before the beginning, you know.
Moving out of circumstances in order for them to, okay, got it.
Yes.
And that makes perfect sense.
And releasing and clearing and feeling low and then really high because
yes, no, I have some like the brand new people that I'm seeing that as well, and I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that everything has been cranked up, ramped up. I got on the table today for, you know, 20 minutes, which was all I had. I was lucky to get that. And I got the E-ride, and I was like, freaking wow.
E-ride, I like that.
Oh, my Lord. And it was absolutely fabulous. I hated to get off the table because it was just extraordinary. And I thought, you know, this is, you know, now here the question becomes, is it that I'm more turned on? No, I use this term loosely. More tuned in, we'll use rather than turned on. Is it because I'm more tuned in, or is it because the energies are bigger, or is it both? You know, is it this or that or this that? You know, it doesn't really matter because it was just fabulous.
Maybe and, you're great at surfing.
Yeah, something like that. Really, a lot of excitement and. You know, I have to take this moment to thank everybody that's listening. And please, I want to tell you, you're all amazing. And, you know, we have a lot of things to do that are very exciting. But we're coming out of this really long corridor. But I don't know what else you'd call it. Oh, Lord, I couldn't be more excited if I tried. And, you know, there's so much great information out there. And, you know, a lot of times I'll, you know, cut and paste some statements. And I didn't do that tonight. I really wanted to stay with this subject matter. So tonight's subject connecting with your hybrid children. Many of you have met your hybrid children during sessions with us. The team does an extraordinary process, and I'll get into that in a minute. And again, I'm not trying to recruit clients here. Because I'm so damn busy, but I just want to make a statement that it's interesting to me that I'm and Lauren Gorgo wrote this yesterday as well. It's like being the work is ahead of you, and you're always kind of coming up the tail end, and you know you don't have all the pieces, and then as the pieces start to fall into place, you're like, holy mackerel, okay, get it. And that can be years. Won't be years anymore, but it can be years. So, hybrid children, and let's get into the show dedication, and then we'll talk about this. To the continued magic being worked with the financial markets to support an easier transition on the planet. They're doing amazing things in Europe. The stock market went crazy this morning. With reorganizing debt and so on and so forth, and I have to say, that was such a critical situation that to see the European Union pull it together and all of the others that were involved, and all of you magicians that have been working on it, sending it light and so on and so forth, thank you. This is a very big deal. It could have been absolutely catastrophic globally, because we are so connected to the other side of the pond. So, you know, this is feedback for everybody to see that your magic is working. And, you know, again, I never watch the news, but they've been making certain everything I need to see, everything I need to hear is just, boom, there. The most bizarre circumstances, and I get right to it, because I don't have a lot of time. It's just interesting how they sneak it in. Boom. You know, slap on that mascara and listen to this. It was pretty funny. So again, this is to all of you. And the other thing is we don't need disaster for change. Hopefully we can ameliorate to some degree the things that are going on the planet. We're making big choices here right now. We have the options to move to parallel dimensions, other versions of Earth. We know this. But I just feel that it's really important for everybody to see the feedback of their magic. The other thing, subjective reality. I think it's really interesting. I had such a focus on that, and that I had an opportunity, which was less than 5 minutes this morning, to hear that news and to see where the stock market was. And I thought, you know, believe me, I don't invest in the market. I don't even recommend the market. So for me, it was just really fascinating. The other thing, and you're all going to see this more and more and more, and I'm sure you are too, Veronica. We're at a point now where we're not going to miss anything, okay? Pay attention, because it's coming in, and I can feel the guidance coming in right now is so strong. Haven't you been experiencing that, Veronica?
Yes. Almost.
Oh, my God. We talked about this last week, and you mentioned that, you know, your guides are like yelling at you, do this, do that, don't do this, do that. I'm telling you, it's absolutely hysterically funny. Because, you know, I've always been so out of body and so oblivious, and now I'm like so tuned in, and they just, it's like somebody's walking around behind shoving me into things, and it makes me laugh. It really does make me laugh. Obviously, it found out they can't be subtle with me. So I want to talk about hybrid children, and I'm going to give you some background here. For those that don't know, hybrid children are the manifestation of human ovum and male sperm combined with gray or versions of gray, depending, and some of them are genetically altered. The Esasani race, Bashar, is a result of that. There are others. They've been on this planet a lot longer than we have, the grays have. And, you know, they've been doing an awful lot. They are, you know, it's really interesting because finally Bashar is coming out with all this, and it really, you know, the team has alluded to this, alluded to that, and so on, and I just had a lot of fun, and I'll go into that. I got this huge hit to go on my computer and look up Bashar on YouTube, and I did. And there were a lot of little vignettes on there. And, boy, I got this screaming message that said you're to listen to everything, and I'm like, so yesterday and today I got up at 4:30 in the morning. I was so excited I bolted out of bed. also put on coffee, which I'm paying the price for tonight. And so it's interesting. I haven't listened to anything from Bashar for years. So this was a very, and they're just, you know, 5, 4, 3, 7 minutes at the most.
I like those little ones. That's neat.
I fell in love, and you know the hybrid children, and I'll go into some. Okay, when I started this work, I had no intentions of working with the abduction phenomena. None. Didn't even cross my mind. And one of my great mentors, someone I love very much, was Dr. John Mack, Harvard professor of psychiatry at Harvard. And the last 10 years of his career before he died, he dedicated to, I mean, totally was dedicated to the abduction phenomena. Adrian DeVere died, I started at the end of April, Adrian died in June, and John died in September, 6 months apart. So they stayed with me for quite a while, really did a lot of work with me, which was I'm so grateful for, so grateful for. John, interesting, and I was with him when he made this announcement at a screening that of a movie that was kind of his last piece of work, was that a lot of the people that came to him who were abductees, I came to him at Harvard, actually saw him aboard ship while they were being abducted. Now, you know, again, this stretches kind of, and I've talked about this stuff in the past, but I'm trying to put it all together in one evening here. The first time I saw John's picture, I was obsessed to meet him. It wasn't even optional. I knew him. I didn't know how. But there was it was like a wake-up call for me. It triggered something in me that was obsessive. I know that surprised you, Veronica. So, people started coming, and it was very apparent that they were abductees, and we kind of explored with it because you can't say to someone, well, you are, and this is it. And, you know, it's an exploration, and the team is always very, very good about holding space for people to see it for themselves, not to tell them. There's a difference. And they came up with this incredible process that helped to unhook the screened memories, not so that you'd remember them, but to unhook the anger, the trauma that occurred as a result of these experiences. And right, they would go to one place and then boom, take you aboard a big ship to meet your hybrid children, at least two of them. You know, it would be overwhelming sometimes. Some people have, especially all of you, have more than the norm. I can tell you that for sure. Abductions. Just for clarification, are agreed to prior to coming onto the planet from the other side of the veil, we have great plans. We understand it all. We get here and don't have a freaking clue. But so there's emotional trauma from the experiences because it's fear-inducing for a child. However, okay, with the screening of the memories, there's no way for a human to track it. So you have certain responses to things that you can't track. Some people who think that they've had sexual molestations and so on actually had to do with abductions. And they actually showed me that in my case and explained what had happened. And it was very, very interesting to me to see where my mind tied it to a molestation when, in fact, it was an abduction. And this was at 3 years of age. So I'm going to move forward to this year. I had emergency surgery. Not a pretty thing. I was in the hospital for 5 days. When I got out, I was still working on the website, and the Grays actually came to me and in a very loving way and asked me to please put up the information about abductions on the website and the process that the team does and so on. And I said, okay. I mean, I could tell it was important. Certainly the team has alluded to many people that they work with, especially those that they've taken on this experience, that they would meet their hybrid children in this lifetime. So, you know, here I am, as always, with the puzzle pieces and the box with no picture on it. You know, and I got the 1,000-piece puzzle. So... So, you know, it's been a very interesting exploration. So,
you're sure dedicated anyway.
Yeah, I'm dedicated. I probably should be put away. So, on my website is this whole thing about the abduction phenomena for any of you that have never read it. Abduction, I prefer detainment, but. So, when I got this hit to go listen to these Bashar pieces, there was something on there about hybrid children, and I clicked right on that. And obviously this was why I was supposed to watch it. And Bashar finally, which I had never heard him come out absolutely, definitively, and say, the hybrid children will be part of first contact on this planet. The team then came in and said to me, look, you keep working with abductees and they start working with their hybrid children, you can accelerate the timelines for contact. And you know, my little brain just went, barr. And of course that, I'm sorry.
That means you can hurry the whole thing up so that we get a chance to meet the ETs earlier?
Absolutely.
Yay,
and Veronica, you've met your hybrid children. Many people that are listening to this show have had these had the abduction experience, you know, the session, which is it's beautiful. People get their names, and they actually get to hug them, and... You know, they get to ask them what they do on aboard ship. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, every time I do one of those, I just think, oh, my God, this is so phenomenal. So, and, you know, I am just so freaking busy. But, you know, again, you can meditatively, before you go to bed at night, ask to make contact. Ask to start really, I mean, if you want to focus on this, and I would highly recommend that you do, because there's nothing scary about it. They are your children. Now, some of you out there might be saying, well, how do I know?
Do I have to be responsible for their behavior?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, then they can come.
You're right. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the question is, are you really responsible for your children's behavior anyway? Once they're an adult, the answer is no. So, question number one, am I an abductee? Now, Veronica, do you encounter people that you work with where you can absolutely know that they're an abductee or feel it, suspect it?
I feel it, but, you know, I tend not to work in that realm, but I do feel it, yes.
Okay. A couple of very basic things. It doesn't mean that it's an absolute. Recurring nightmares as a child, generally being chased. It's interesting. It's just, you know, you get to a point.
Not able
I know
to
you've,
sleep?
I'm sorry?
Not able to sleep? Not trusting sleep?
Not trusting sleep, that's a huge one. Mm-hmm. Afraid of the dark. I have a son to this day who is up and down all night long. And he had to admit to some of these media people we met with that, you know, he's an abductee. He is aware of it. But he still can't, and he needs to be in a small space. He doesn't like to be in a big house by himself. He likes to be kind of in a smaller space. He feels safer in a smaller space. A lot of these people also have anger at parents, feeling that the parents weren't there for them, didn't take care of them. This comes up and out as a result of feeling, because children know that they're coming, that the parents didn't protect them. And it's kind of a subset of the experience. But when you talk to them in depth about their parents, mom and dad, it's very interesting to me that mom and dad weren't that bad, that there's another thing going on over here. Okay? Anger at God, that brings that up an awful lot.
So people aren't conscious of it at all, eh? I mean, because I think I probably was, and I've never been conscious of it, and I'm a pretty good intuitive, you know?
Well, didn't we do, we did a session with you. You went aboard ship.
Yeah, I went aboard ship, all right, yes.
Didn't you meet your hybrid children?
I did, yes.
Okay.
But does that mean I was an abductee?
Well, hello? What did you think, they delivered them to your door?
No, I guess I kind of think of time and space and other lives.
Yes. The answer is yes, Veronica.
Okay. Yes, Veronica, there is a Santa Claus. Yeah. Well, I guess I kind of get spaced out, and I'm so used to trances and shifting things. I just didn't put it in a real logical thing.
Okay, well...
All you're saying about your son, I live with all of that all the time, pretty much.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and again, I'm going to say to you, this is usually a manifestation. Some of us just run energies differently. But again, if this has been going on for a very long time, I was afraid of the dark.
So am I.
And even in my house, I always have ambient light, even today. You will never see me in a fully dark, and my lights are on all around.
And I can't go to sleep if my closet door is open.
Oh, that's very funny. And that used to be my trigger. What's interesting to me is that I don't mind having a house full of beings. Okay? That I'm used to. But the dark still, for I think that's so fascinating. That's how deeply ingrained this stuff is.
Mm-hmm. I know I have friends who just laugh their heads off because I'm afraid of the dark, and they say, you wander around in some of the weirdest visions and so on, and you're afraid of the dark, and they just slap their knees.
Right, it doesn't make sense to people. But it,
not at all.
This is that fear that started very, very young. Purpose we already talked about, okay? And it goes deeper than that. The grays are actually a version of us. And that's so important. You know, the team has talked about this. I've known this, absolutely known it. But to have Bashar come out, and now he's ba-boom, 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 and it just excited the hell out of me. I've never seen him do that. I mean, I've been going to Bashar since 94, maybe earlier. And, you know, you had to pick up any little nugget that you could and try to piece the nuggets together. And, you know, I've never had to write anything down, he said. It would stick. It was just like it was imprinted in my mind. And because I always felt like there was a piece here and a piece here, and this one will fit here.
He's your brother.
Huh?
He's your brother.
Would not surprise me at all. I mean, Bashar actually told me at a private session with Daryl that he works with the team, you know, that he is definitely part of this. And I've had clients that have had experiences with him. There is no question in my mind. He also gets short with me if I'm stupid, so.
And me too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. How will I meet my hybrid children? This is a big question, okay? And you have to remember that this race that was formed as a combination of the gray with all of their intelligence, they are not able to procreate any longer. But they have this incredible intelligence. And, you know, people are going to say, but I thought they were extraterrestrial. They have traveled the universe, okay? But they made a mistake. And they know it, and they've come back to try to rectify it, which should not be a surprise, really, to anybody. They will be part of First Contact. This is the part that, you know, again, the team has said it. I have felt it, but, you know, I'm starting to go out on a limb with some of this stuff. The team doesn't have a problem, but they've been careful about how they've said things. And it's such a beautiful plan. And when you start pulling outside of, you know, our kind of limited idea of the way things should work, and you look at it from the bigger perspective, it's brilliant to me. It makes perfect sense to create a hybrid race that would be able to function on Earth, that would have family on Earth. Okay, in this lifetime, how phenomenal is that? Now, there are going to be people, you know, that may have a little bit of difficulty with the idea that they have hybrid children. But by the time they actually are making contact on Earth, they will have had enough of an awakening, enough of a call to be ready for it. All of you have the opportunity to start consciously making contact now. That doesn't mean that you didn't go aboard ship. Once those children were born, they needed human contact. So you've all been aboard ship more than one time to make contact when they were small because they needed that. And I've done so many of these. Like I said, 10 in 10. But it's interesting, when the Grays came to me in March, I now understand why it was so important to put it up on the website. And I get it. I absolutely get it, because it's such a big piece of the whole. And, you know, as we tiptoe through all this stuff, you know, whether it's Nibiru and the Anunnaki or whatever, as we come to understand how all the pieces fit together, all of the fear falls away. And it's so beautiful. It's, you know, it's cosmic family. It's absolutely, we're related to Bashar. Bashar is related to us. You know, they come from our DNA, partially. I had one fellow at a conference that was holding the conference in Hawaii. He said, well, you like that, and Bashar was speaking. He said, well, you like that little gray hybrid? Very condescending. I was absolutely irate. I almost pushed him off the dolphin boat that we were out doing a swim on. I was irate that he would make a statement like that. To infer that we are not all connected, to me, was a very limited... and, you know, they have the conference every year. They've never had Bashar back, which is kind of a shame. The other thing is moving out of victim consciousness, and this is so important, because many people who suspect that they've been abducted, etc., or if you talk to them about it, and there's even a possibility that anger can come up of, you know, who gave them permission to do this? You did. You know, nobody wants to hear that until they finally understand it. But it is true. Now, have you ever had people at all, Veronica, that have talked about the fact that they were aware that they were abductees?
Yeah, not very many, not like in your clientele. Just a few people who are really conscious of being out there and connecting, but I haven't had a lot of that. That's not usually my area.
Well, you know, I think there must be a lot of scientists in me because I just get so damned excited about all this. And, you know, during the sessions, you know, when it's time to meet the hybrid children, I am aware I do get to come in, which for me is, you know, I don't get to see it all, but I get to experience the love and the contact between parent and child, which is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And they get names of, you know, and I mean, some of the spellings are really very interesting. And again, the team doesn't do this. They actually, the child will give the name in the person's mind. It's beautiful. And it's just beautiful. Again, you know, we're just beginning finally to scratch the surface of everything. And I think it's so damned exciting to realize that we really are totally part of a multiverse, and we're just beginning to understand how it all works, and that's exciting. And, you know, I've had people say, well, I'm from Sirius, or I'm from the Pleiades, or whatever, and I'm not. We're carrying different DNA. We are not just one thing, and anybody that thinks they are, God bless them. Okay, I'd love to make them a really big bet. Okay. also, it's very, really important to them for you to reach out to them. That's a huge piece. Huge, okay, that the human mother or father is reaching out to them. And I had a funny situation where I did a session with someone who had a number of children, and she wanted to do an abduction session, and this is years ago. And it was very funny because she had so many kids. And, you know, they were at that age where every one of them was a pain in the butt. And
that's the part that worries me, yes.
Right, they were all older. And they were a handful. And she's a great mom. God bless her that she had. And she was mom and dad. And so we get aboard ship. And she's saying, there are no children. Now, I can see them, okay?
She's trying to create a reality, Jackie.
Right. Well, I can't say anything because I'm in channel. And you know how frustrating that is? It's like, let me at her.
That's funny.
So the funny part of this is that she came away from the experience saying, see, I didn't have any hybrid children. And it was like 2 or 3 days later, they contacted her directly. In meditation, she called me up and she said, I was wrong, I do have them. I said,
you said, I knew that.
Oh, my God, it was so funny how we could be resistant to these things. Okay, I'm going to bring the team. That's one of my all-time funniest stories.
It is funny.
She didn't want any more kids. And you're right, subjective reality. I mean, you know. Okay. All right. Wonderful to be with all of you tonight. This is a great subject. A great subject that needs to be explored. All right, Veronica, how many hybrid children do you think you have?
I think I have three. I should say I have three. I haven't associated with them much since the experience I had.
Would you be open to the possibility that you may have more?
Oh, dear. yes, I would, actually.
All right. So we would just tell you to be open to the possibility that there may be a few more.
Hmm.
All right? But begin your contact, if you choose to do so, with the ones you've met. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This really is an important piece, people. It really is, and the timing is perfect, as it always is. And our channel has a good sense of humor, so she's she doesn't mind us pushing her around a little bit. To begin dialogue, to make contact in whichever way you prefer, all right, meditatively, may take a little bit, sending out the message. And we're going to do something with all of you tonight. And they may come cautiously at first, if you're doing it meditatively. Ask for that name. All right. Ask for their names. Now, when you encounter them, they're going to be cautious because they don't want to be rejected. That's not really their intent. All right. They don't want to frighten you, and they're also a little afraid of you. All right.
Are they pretty sensitive?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so. When we take people aboard ship, the initial contact, Veronica, which you may not remember, is done with the mental eyes closed. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because humans, you just never know how they're going to respond, so it's easier for them to do this in a way a little on the sacred side, a little cautious, in that you put out your hands and allow them to put their hands over you without seeing them. Just allowing yourselves to make contact, to allow that moment when you can be receptive at that level. You understand? Because there's so much communication that goes between selves, between beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once you feel the warmth above your hands and their palms, then you're encouraged to move in if you decide you want to, and hug them. And from there, you will sense, male or female, you still don't have your mental eyes open, male or female, you will then exchanging. Remember, 85-95% of all communication nonverbal. And you're talking beings that can communicate totally telepathically. So you have many things going on many different levels. Again, non-invasively, lovingly. But we have yet to have anyone make that embrace. Make that embrace as a parent that doesn't feel love. And then pull away and focus on eyes, because sometimes it's difficult to take the whole being in. Remember, you're working in a different dimension, and your frequencies haven't raised enough yet to be able to fully see them. But if you focus on the eyes, and there are always variables in the eyes. Some are larger, some are large, but not as large as, let's say, the gray. Some people have encountered those where there's been genetic alteration and they appear to be a different race altogether. And in fact, in a way they are, because there's been genetic alterations. It's very beautiful. And then a name, a letter at a time. Because, you know, those extraterrestrial names are tricky. And they are. So it's a beautiful experience. And in meditation, if you're diligent, you can do it. Now, here's our caution. If anything happens out of the ordinary where you're feeding the ego, please be careful here. Oh, yes, my hybrid child came in and they're a ballerina and they're no. No, no, no. Right? They're going to be relatively serious because of the race that they've been hybrided with. However, they're all doing very interesting things. They're very bright. Very bright. All right? Get to know them in whatever way you can. Ask them what they do. Are you involved in first contact? In what kind of role, what kind of capacity? It may take a while before the dialogue opens up where you can actually hear. But be patient. Be patient. It's possible, and it's exciting. Let's talk a little bit about the abduction experience per se. Many therapists, especially hypnotherapists, have been out there with very frightening tapes and things where they've regressed people back to these experiences. There was actually something on television at one point about a woman that ended up losing her mind, other people that heard it, etc., some town where they were having a lot of experiences. But it all focused around this therapist, this hypnotherapist. So what we want to say to you is this. Anybody who believes that they've had these experiences, we would highly recommend that you do not go to a traditional hypnotherapist, and we'll tell you why. They don't go deep enough. Now, with Dolores Cannon's technique, and there are people that do that, it goes much deeper. And Dolores has encountered this as well. Very important piece here. When you're taken deep enough, you bypass a lot of the mind processes that can be terrifying because of the way your human mind works. All right? So for people who worked with some hypnotherapists, they went through a lot of unnecessary fear and were not reliving the true experience. They were reliving it through the fear body, the pain body, which was not the true experience. Now, we'll give you a case in point, Dolores. Regress someone who said that they'd been abducted and they burned the breast. And she was absolutely convinced that her breast had been burned and that she had been attacked. And when Dolores regressed her, they were actually doing some surgical procedures on her to help her and brushed across her breast. The difference in frequency translated to her as a burn. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right.
It was triggered by some fear that she had in her breast already, isn't it? Or some experience?
No. No, this was triggered by the experience itself. So, what, you know, if you read the book, we don't know. You can look it up and certainly next week tell the channel if she's wrong or tell us if she's wrong or whatever. But we can tell you, all right, that this is the reason we bring it up is because it's a fairly typical, not for all of those that we've worked with, but in the things that you read by other people, talks by other people that are doing these forms of hypnosis, and creating a lot of damage, by the way. And this is the reason that John Mack got involved in this. All right. He needed to see what was really going on. And the deeper he got involved, the more he saw that there was never any harm intended. And of course, he was, and still is, by the way, aboard ship, still working with the whole process, more than you know, in quite an amazing way. He's having a great time. So, you all have a very exciting time ahead of you. We want to talk about the dates that you're dealing with here. What you're feeling is legitimate excitement of finally, feeling as though you have permission to step forward. You don't necessarily know what changed. And we would say this to all of you. This anticipation, this sense of something wonderful coming, something truly exciting, that things are shifting, and they are. And all of you have worked very hard to be here. It's not been easy. Veronica, we don't know how you survive with as little sleep as you get.
Electrical energy.
Well, you handle it very well without blowing your circuits. That's what we're impressed with you.
Well, thank you.
But that's also because you keep the energy flowing.
Yeah.
The only thing we would recommend to you, all right, is at some point to power down. Do you ever power down?
I do a lot of meditation times these days, which I really like. And if I don't sleep, I meditate instead. Does that count? It seems to replace sleep quite well.
Oh, we would agree. But our question for you would be this. What do you do prior to going to bed? Do you set aside some time prior to going to bed to allow yourself to come down?
Yes, I do.
All right, good. And yet you're still unable to sleep.
Sometimes I sleep really well, and then I don't for a while, and then I do. So I'm better than I was when I was younger.
All right.
More stable.
Okay, good.
Mind boggles.
Yes. Now, we're going to say this to all of you because you're going to find that your sleeping patterns will probably change with the way the energies are shifting right now, especially for the next 2 to 4 weeks. After that, it's pretty much anybody's guess because it really depends on how you're going to assimilate the energies, how you're going to integrate them. The thing that you're going to find more than anything else is to absolutely know that you have a role. A role as a bridge all that's to come. And you're needed. And you've prepared many lifetimes, many of you, for this time. Please, trust yourself. All right? And a lot of you that haven't trusted yourself, that haven't felt that whatever you did was valid enough or could have enough of an impact, that's going to fall away. Especially in this next couple of weeks. And that's very exciting for all of you people. A lot of the fear, personal fear that you've had about stepping forward, fear that you weren't enough, a lot of various fears here. Well, I don't know what this is, what I call it. Right? Call it healing. Energy, we don't care what you call it. But you have to believe that when you step out there, the right people will be there. They'll be led to you. Trust that. Certainly, Veronica, you found that out, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, other things that are going to come up. Opportunities. Opportunities. We suggest that you open to all opportunities. Wherever you land, all right, just go. I had an opportunity to go do this, so go do it. You don't know where it's going to lead. The other one, of course, intentions. And we're very happy to see how many of you are really working with and have broadened your intentions. This is exciting. The sky's the limit, people. The sky is the limit now. Not coming from ego, but coming from service, coming from excitement. Service does not mean self-sacrifice. So we'd like it very much if you don't go there. You won't be happy. That's not the energy you want to come forward in. That's been done. All right? For thousands of years, it didn't work. No self-sacrifice. Doesn't need to be that way. And ultimately, it will fail. Ultimately, it will take its toll. It won't be expansive.
And so we
right.
have two minutes.
Yes, we know. All right, go ahead, Veronica, talk about your show.
Oh, my next show on Paradigm Shifters, 8 o'clock Tuesday, is Christine Upchurch of the Reconnective Healing World, and she's really inspiring, lots of transformational energy with her. And then Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I'll be on with... I guess we're going to keep talking about the big change in the Mayan calendar and see how those unfolding energies and consciousnesses are. And then there's you.
Well, you're going to have fun with that.
Yes.
All foundations are gone. What?
I said maybe
all foundations will be gone.
Yes.
All right. That's why we say sky is the limit. There's nothing to hold you back. Nothing. Nothing to hold you back except yourself.
Woo-hoo.
And what you believe is possible. What you believe is possible. That's the only limiter you've got. Now, we'd like to work with all of you tonight or whenever you listen to this. If you are ready, if you desire, to either begin contact or to amplify in some way the relationship with your hybrid children, if you are willing. Some of you may wake up tomorrow and feel like you've had some tears during the night. may even wake up a little baby, and that's all right. That's actually a wonderful sign. It means that you've made contact. We love you all, people. You are living, and you're going to see this. In the most exciting time, everything you've been through has been worth it. Everything. And you're going to realize that you wouldn't have missed this for anything. Not for anything. And then you'll realize why you're so honored for being on Earth, why you're so loved. And in retrospect, you will look back and see all that you had to go through to be where you are now. And yet, it'll be like the blink of an eye. Amnesia is good that way. All right. Know that we love you so, dear one, so, so much. Veronica, we love you.
And you.
We send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Okay, we're on, right? We're on.
Yes, we're on.
Okay, good. I had to get a special little clock that sits right next to me now because I could never tell what time it was. All right, everyone, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have fun tonight. It could be really exciting. And remember that a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you is in us. It could be no other way because we really are all one. Good night, everyone. I love you all so much. Night, Ronnie.
Night. Night, Jackie. Night, everyone.
Night.